Okay, Hopkins Junior High School Contraband. Welcome to the CMEA Area 3 Bay Section Fan Festival here at California High School on this Saturday, April 24th, 2010. My name is Ulysses Chavez, and I'm a director of bands at La Loma Junior High School, Modesto, California. So, drove over. It's a beautiful day in the Bay Area. We should be doing this outside. It's such a nice day. All right, Hopkins, I want to wish you the best of luck. And we're starting with Flight of the Eagle. All right, here we go. Okay. Yeah, rooftop accents, you guys. Ta-ta-ta. I think it would be a little more aggressive than that. Tick-ta-ta measure. Measure four there. Okay, yeah. Make sure we're together. Flutes, clarinets leading up into 13. Saxophones, trumpets, nice job in measure 11. Okay, yeah, nice little interplay there between the upper woodwinds and the saxophones there at 21. Okay, thank you staccatos and the low brass there and the clarinets, 21 and 29. You know, timpani, the part you have there at 36, and I believe some harder mallets to get to digga digga da digga digga da digga digga da. I measured 36 there. Okay, that'll make it a little clearer. It's the rhythms are so fast, it sounded kind of muddy. And again, measure 45 da 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 rooftop accents, you guys. You got a good sound. I think you can afford to be a little more aggressive and still keep that controlled sound that you have. Okay, watch pitch there, flutes towards the end. Don't let the D go flat and measure 60. Okay, and release, measure 65. Release right on three, clarinets, flutes. We weren't quite agreeing on that. Okay, yeah. Trombones, we're a little slow there. Teet ta 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 teet ta 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 teet ta. Okay, measure 77. We have the back and forth between the upper voices, lower. Ba 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 ba. It was kind of like ba 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 beep ba ba ba. We're a little slow there, guys. Right in time. Again, right at measure 81. Maybe if the timpani, again, I'm looking at the mallets on the timpani there. Maybe some harder mallets. I wouldn't necessarily go to wood mallets. I think that might be a little too, but maybe just some of the 16th notes in the timpani kind of sound muddled. They couldn't quite hear the clarity in the rhythms there. So maybe a harder mallet would help define those a little better. Dynamics. Well, there was one spot that I wanted to mention about 57. 57. Be-da-da, be-da-da-dee-da. Mezzo piano. Maybe a little softer there. Flutes. Same thing with the clarinet entrance. Two measures later. 59. Okay. Okay, here we go, simple song. Okay, careful wind chimes, you don't accidentally bump it too early and kind of make a sound before the song starts. could use more dynamics in the beginning, you guys. Mezzo piano to piano, kind of crescendo. And that's, it should be more of a horizontal crescendo as opposed to a vertical one. Just like the crescendo, but the meat of the crescendo should be coming from the bass voices in the beginning. And then the crescendo. Almost like an accordion. The movement of the accordion, not the actual sound of an accordion. Please don't sound like an accordion. French horns, low B flat, watch the also the trombone, E flat, watch pitch. Really. Okay, so we watch the half note in the melody, which is euphonium trumpets, measure 24. Make sure you breathe together if we're going to release there. So, okay, I have 14 measure pickups to 27. So you guys could probably be a little fuller right there. And then it gets a little softer at 29. And I'll be gentle here, saxes again. Okay, now you guys are kind of like one. Da, da. You guys are putting a tiny bit of breath space right in between. It doesn't say to do that in the music, but you guys are doing it together. Okay, so that's more of an interpretation type thing. But you guys are doing it together, so that's good. Okay, we got... Okay, I think percussion 1 and 2, that should be two triangles there at 41. Ding, ding, dun, dun. Going back and forth with the rhythms, quite sure I was looking up. I did see two triangle players. Okay, watch your conductor, trumpets. Watch your conductors, don't watch him. Release their saxophones a little late. Trumpets low C, relax. Open up your oral cavity. Open it up nice, warm sound. Okay, watch the release their trombone. Yeah, that concert E there in the alto saxophone, as always. That's just not a fun note on any saxophone there, okay? Make sure it doesn't go flat. And it's also E natural on the trombone there. There's one spot, about 57. It sounded like, or maybe it was a... No, it was 57. The trumpets kind of rushed a little bit. The conductor kind of started to slow down a little bit right before your low C there. Okay, so make sure you're watching. Some pitch discrepancies a little bit. I think really supporting the air. The quantity of air decreases, but the speed of the air always stays strong and fast. Okay? And more dynamics. I know you guys can do more dynamics. You can never go wrong with more dynamics. It's a big group we have, by the way. Just, I'm sure you know that. Which is good. Well. Excuse me. While the size of a group is not the most important thing, when you do have numbers, it does give you a little more flexibility in terms of instrumentation and whatnot. Change together, you guys. Okay, yeah, nice sensitive playing there, percussion. Thank you. You're not rushing. You're doing a good job of watching the conductor there. Okay, now watch, I was going to say clarinets, altos. Watch when you change to that concert, what is that? The concert C sharp in measure 6. Change together. Support flutes, don't go flat. Little crescendo on that, more flute. Now get softer. Okay, and hold it out, full value. I know that's the end of a phrase, so take a breath there, but we're cutting it really short. 3, 1. Okay, yeah, pitch is going flat there, fluids. Make sure you keep the speed of the air going, just decrease the amount of air you use. I see even more. You started off at a nice mezzo piano. I can use a little more growth. Again, more of a horizontal crescendo as opposed to a vertical. You have the low brass. That's wonderful. Two, five tubas. I am so jealous. Okay, here we go, French horns. You have the counter line here, melodies in the flutes. Trombones. Yeah, really support their trombones, that crescendo here. First trumpet has that with the flutes. I'm not sure if I heard the first trumpet play there, either then or you were so well in tune I couldn't even tell you were playing. Here we go. Don't rush it, guys. Take your time. Yeah, really, really bring out the syncopations in the flutes. Upper woodwind. See, you definitely use more of a crescendo leading into 73. Well, come on. Yeah, watch time. It does slow down and all that stuff. I'm sorry. I can't even sing it. Okay, it's hot. It's tough. Okay, so we got off a little bit there. So watch that. Going to the major there. F sharp in the trumpets. E natural baritones. Thank you. You play the right notes, but pitch was a little shaky. Okay, see, this could be, I think your crescendo could have been more, and this could definitely be softer right here. Okay. All right, guys. Okay, so watch your rhythms. The last half of the song, started off a little shaky. The percussion came in, okay. Then we started adding more voices. The rhythmic complexity of the piece started to get more difficult, and so a little shaky in terms of lining up the rhythms vertically. Okay, so really, if you just lock in with your conductor. That will help you out. Also, on some of the releases, I think there might have been a low brass release somewhere like that where it was, we didn't quite release together. And the thing is, we have so many students releasing the notes together. When one person sort of misfires by even just a tiny bit, it kind of sticks out because everyone else is doing it really well. Okay. Pitch, longer sustained notes, flutes specifically towards the end of a phrase, a long note being sustained through the end of a phrase, kind of tend to go a little bit on the flat side there, so really support, remember, keep the speed of the air going, okay? Hopkins Junior High School, thank you for playing, enjoyed your performance, want to wish you the best of luck for your remaining concerts or festivals you have between now and the end of the year, and I hope our musical paths cross again. Take care. Bye-bye.